brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Friday, the 9th day of March, 2007. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have open phones for 30 minutes in the second hour. We're going to have Paul Joseph Watson, who was able to see a highly anticipated, what he says was a very well done documentary that aired on Channel 4 in England, that's separate from BBC, one of the private channels, exposing the fact, just codifying a lot of the documentation and data and science we already knew, that global warming is a complete and total hoax and a gigantic fraud. Now, we're not saying there isn't global climate change, with the Earth hasn't heated up a few degrees. What is proven is that it is the sun that is causing it, period, end of debate. Every major scientist, Nobel Prize winners, climatologists, people who are not on big oil company payrolls are saying it's a fraud. And for the greenie weenies out there listening, you're going, wait a minute. The big oil companies, they fight against global warming. They say that it isn't real. Maybe out of one side of their mouth very quietly to fool you, they do, but they're really behind the big environmental movement, and they want a global tax. And we have their own Bilderberg, CFR, SPP, NAU documents to prove it. So that's coming up in the second hour. We have three clips from the documentary. We're obviously not going to air an hour-long documentary here, but we're going to air a few clips of it to analyze it. Coming up when Paul Watson joins us in the next hour. In the meantime, there's a bunch of propaganda out today about trade deficit drops and, oh my gosh, the net worth of U.S. households skyrockets. A bunch of financial propaganda that's out today that I want to go over and basically break down. There's also a bunch of distractions. I'm not going to spend much time on Gingrich had an affair during Clinton probe. Yeah, they're a bunch of hypocrites. And they shouldn't have gone after Clinton, as bad as it was and as unprofessional, for the Monica Lewinsky situation. They should have gone after him for the communist Chinese generals, basically running the Department of Commerce and all the murders, but just more hypocritical behavior. This out of Channel 2 out of Houston. Inmates may cut time by donating organs. You knew it would come. Here it is, the organ farms. Also, France has banned citizen journalists from reporting the news. And we got a report today in this office about a young man videotaping an automobile accident. The cops came over and told him to turn his camera off, and he wouldn't, so they arrested him. So lots of cameras to watch us, but don't you point a camera at the Lord, at the gods, at the kings, the lords of our earth. You do that, you're in trouble. The Council on Foreign Relations, the organization sworn to destroy the United States, has put out a report by Daniel W. Dresner, called the New World Order, always relabeling their old world order as people get wise to it. We'll be breaking that down too today. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. And we don't screen your calls. We just ask what your first name is and where you're calling from. But if you would like to volunteer that you disagree with me, if you truly do, you will go to the head of the line, because we invite that. We'd like to hear how you think we're wrong or to challenge us. Occasionally we are corrected. Unfortunately, most of the time we're right. We wish we were wrong about the state of affairs globally. 1-800-259-9231. The websites are jonesreport.com, infowars.net, and prisonplanet.tv.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The news is extremely rich today, rich with key data. It only confirms on 100 fronts what we already knew about the global crime syndicate's concerted efforts against humanity to corral, dumb down, and reduce our numbers. AIDS hits blacks harder than other groups, CDC. And the CDC says they don't know why that is, because blacks on average are only slightly more promiscuous than other sub-racial groups. But they are many, 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 many more times likely to get it. You've got people that they've done major tests. It's been in major publications in Africa of virgin males and females who are 10 years old and have AIDS. Their parents don't have it. They've got it. And, of course, they've had their special inoculations, though. You've got some countries where 45% of the population has it. And blacks get it more often when they have blood transfusions that are tainted with it. You don't always get it when you're exposed, by the way. And it also affects Asians and the different subgroups of Asian genetics. Again, most people in Latin America don't know that they're a mix of European and Asian. That's where the population is originally derived from. It's the same genetic code. They're much more likely to get it. But it seems to be tailored for blacks. Then, of course, we have the documents from the 1970s where it was developed, and those have been declassified, a race-specific, sexually transmitted autoimmune bioweapon. And the numbers here show that that is indeed the fact. So we'll get into that a little bit later. Another story from the BBC, subliminal images impact on the brain. FBI, underreported use of Patriot Act, abused it. The thing itself is abusive. Firefighters Union shuns Giuliani. They don't want him to speak. We'll be getting into the global warming hoax as it continues to unravel while it's pushed at fever pitch. But let me get into some economic indicators and indices first. U.S. trade deficit shrinks to $59.1 billion. This is AP. Unemployment rate drops to 4.5%. Net worth of U.S. households skyrockets. These are the type of reports I have in front of me. But then you have other little numbers they don't want you to look at. This out of the New York Times. Violent crime in cities shows sharp surge. And if you look at announced and unannounced recessions or depressions globally, especially in the Western world, you know that there is a sharp increase in crime during downturns in the economy. That's just a basic societal socioeconomic fact that has been well known for thousands of years by social planners. So let's go through these numbers. U.S. trade deficit shrinks to $59.1 billion. The U.S. trade deficit narrowed 3.8% in January. Wow, 3.8%, oh, so massive. Billion dollars thanks to record-breaking export growth, the Commerce Department said Friday. It was a bigger drop than expected on Wall Street, where analysts saw a deficit of $60.0 billion and marked the steepest change in the trade figure since October. Now, that's like saying jumping off a one-inch step and falling one inch. That's like calling that an incredible plunge, or it's like saying you stepped up an inch was why he scaled the heights. They are comparing this to previous dives in our exports. And so if you've got a dollar devalued, depending on which currency it's against, in the high 40s to the pound to 50%, British sterling, the preeminent global currency because it emanates out of the empire, then you understand that, yes, certainly, if you have a massive reduction in dollar value, it will encourage some development, but it'd kind of be like having a blood transfusion of 1 cc of blood while your leg was chopped off and you dumped a gallon and a half on the street. So they're running around going, blood transfusion of 1 cc. Oh my gosh, several dozen drops of blood while huge geysers of blood pump out onto the street corner. I mean, it's a total... This is just more of the propaganda they're constantly putting out. Take the unemployment numbers. When you've been off the rolls for several months, we're constantly changing it, but sometimes it's 6 weeks, sometimes it's 5 months, sometimes it's 8 months. They're always messing with it. But when you've been off of the welfare rolls, or you haven't gone on the welfare rolls, or you've gone off the unemployment roll for a short period of time, then that you are counted as employed. You are counted. And that is an admitted fact of their bookkeeping. And we've talked a lot about how the stock market's at 11,000-something. It's gone down a bit lately. Went well over 12,000. And then they tell you, oh my gosh, the stock market's doing so well, but that's the Dow Jones Industrial 30. They only put winners into the Dow Jones Industrial 30, removing losers. And even the Dow Jones 30 is vastly overinflated because you've got a doubling plus. Since they doubled it, they then made the number secret, but announced they were going to increase money supply even at a greater rate. So if you have a doubling of the money supply, that's why you're going to still have housing prices go up. That's why you're still going to have stocks go up, because those inflated dollars are trying to find real assets. Even if they're grossly inflated, still you can't completely, in all cases, deflate them down to zero like you can a fiat currency. So, U.S. trade deficit shrinks to $59.1 billion from just a few billion above that. So it's they're calling this a record. U.S. trade deficit shrinks to $59.1 billion. U.S. trade deficit narrowed 3.8% in January to $59.1 billion, thanks to record-breaking export growth, the Commerce Department said Friday. And that's record-breaking in the last year. So they go, oh my gosh, it's record-breaking. It's record-breaking. A few more exports were sent out. We still have a giant deficit, but there's been a few more exports, so everything's fine. It was a bigger drop than expected on Wall Street, where analysts saw a deficit of $60.0 billion and marked the steepest change in the trade figure since October. Again, a couple months. An improving trade picture could be good for the first quarter U.S. economic growth, as higher deficit subtracts from gross domestic product. Total imports fell 0.5% to $1.858 billion last month, while exports jumped 1.1% to a new record of $126.7 billion. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it jumped 1.1%. Oh, my. U.S. exports of capital goods grew by $1.0 billion, and most of that, by the way, is weapons sales. From December to January, consumer goods increased $500 million. Ooh, $500 million. Ooh, so big. That's nothing in the scale of things. Derivatives are tens of trillions a day. Feeds and beverages went up $300 million. Oh, we're eating more food. Man, we're really successful. But American politically sensitive deficit with China surged 12% to $21.3 billion, with U.S. consumers as hungry as ever for cheap Chinese products. The U.S. deficit with the European Union slumped 28% to $6.5 billion, while the shortfall with Canada grew 23% to $6.9 billion. Overall, the United States imported fewer vehicles, parts, and engines, because we don't have money now, we're being debased, and consumer goods down by $1.4 billion in January. So you actually read deeper, and the news is real bad. That's just one article, Basic Economics, that anyone with half a brain could understand. But don't tell that to some good old boy who thinks he knows it all. Here's another one again. Unemployment rate drops 4.5%. It drops to 4.5%. That is a moderate unemployment rate. But then when you find out, the number is completely fake, because once you go off the unemployment rolls, you're counted as employed. Completely false. The nation's unemployment rate dipped to 4.5% in February, even as big losses of construction and factory jobs restrained overall payroll growth. Wages grew briskly. Now, you've got, again, the dollar being devalued by close to 50%, and then they tell you how your wages shot up, which was just a few percentage points, and they tell you how the unemployment rate went down. I mean, this is a joke. The latest snapshot released by the Labor Department on Friday offered a somewhat mixed picture of the employment climate. The slight decline in the politically prominent job rate from 4.6% in January came as hundreds of thousands of people left the workforce for various reasons. And there's all these big layoffs from Ford to GM to different semiconductor makers. Employers, meanwhile, added 97,000 new jobs to their payrolls in February, the fewest in 2 years, as bad winter weather forced construction companies to slash 62,000 jobs. But again, that's just over two-thirds of that is illegal aliens. Those numbers were out yesterday, so factories feeling the strain of the troubled housing and auto industries also continue to cut jobs. So you read this, and it's a positive headline, but they can't lie about base numbers, so. But don't worry, net worth to U.S. households skyrockets. And again, the dollar's been devalued, so of course, we'll explain when we get back.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's March 9th, 2007. Gold is at $651.40, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $674.68, $339.86 for half ounce, and $169.93 for quarter ounce. Coins at $674.68, $339.86, $169.93. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The press is reporting that there are now 960-plus billionaires in the world, and that's partly because the elite is consolidating the wealth, but mainly due to the fact that the dollar, again, has been doubled. Its currency has been at least doubled in the last 6 years. It's the same reason you read this. Net worth of U.S. households skyrockets. And it goes on to report the net worth of U.S. households climbed to a record high in the final quarter of last year, boosted mostly by gains on stocks, the Federal Reserve reported Thursday. So you have a doubling in the money supply conservatively. And so you have stocks increasing, and they say, oh my gosh, net worth skyrockets. but the federal government put out numbers a few months ago that overall we are a debtor nation privately and that we have a higher debt versus earnings and savings ratio, a huge negative, higher than the depths of 1933 at the worst point in the Depression. So again, a totally fake headline. No basis in reality. This from Yahoo News. The net worth of U.S. households climbed to a record high in the final quarter of last year. And by the way, it's already dropped, so that's not even the case. Boosted mostly by gains on stocks, the Federal Reserve reported. Net worth, the difference between households' total assets, such as houses and bank accounts, and their total liabilities, such as mortgages and credit card debt, totaled $55.6 trillion in October to December quarter. Now, what would that $55.6 trillion have been worth roughly 6.5 years ago? It would have been worth about $28 trillion. But the money supply has doubled. But we have true inflationary points in housing, in energy, in everything. It's just not real. And I just can't believe every day I've got like four more articles. They just pump out all these lies, and people just believe it. And it only is going to make it worse when things finally bottom out. But we really are living in a false reality when it comes to economic numbers in this country and on this planet. All right, let me get into this report now. Violent crime in cities shows sharp surge. This out of the New York Times, violent crime rose by double-digit percentages in cities across the country over the last 2 years, reversing the declines of the mid to late 1990s, according to a new report by a prominent national law enforcement association. While overall crime has been declining nationwide, police officers have been warning of a rise in murder, robbery, and gun assaults since 2005, particularly in mid-sized cities in the Midwest. Now they say 2 years of data indicates the spike is more than an aberration. There are pockets of crime in this country that are astounding, said Chuck Wexler, the executive director of the Police Executive Research Forum, which is releasing the report on Friday. It's gone under the radar screen, but it's not if you're living on the north side of Minneapolis or the south side of Los Angeles or in Dorchester, Mass. Local police departments blame several factors, the spread of methamphetamine use in some Midwestern and Western cities. It's gangs, folks. And he goes on to say, gangs, high poverty, and a record number of people being released from prison. But the biggest theme, they say, is easy access to guns and a willingness, even an eagerness, to settle disputes with them, particularly among young people. You mean ethnic gangs, but you don't want to say that. Don't want to report the facts. Just get more federal funds and run random checkpoints searching citizens' cars who want to defend themselves from the carjackers. And when you see numbers start going back up, it lets you know the economy isn't doing well. And the cops were honest there. They said, yeah, it's increased poverty. All right, I'm done talking about that. It's important. We could talk all day about it, but we don't have time. AIDS hits blacks harder than other groups. Centers for Disease Control. African-American men are nearly seven times more likely, seven times, to be diagnosed with HIV than white men, according to a report by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released on Thursday. Now, blacks in surveys, black males report more sexual partners. I'm adding this from past articles I've read. But even if you go with some of the highest estimates of double the sexual partners, that would not account for a near sevenfold increase. Sevenfold increase. Sevenfold the amount of whites that have it, white males. So we'll go over this when we get back. It's a bioweapon. It does affect whites, but it's much harder. And I've talked to so many scientists on air. I don't mean black activist scientists. I mean scientists who are just looking at this. And, I mean, look at Africa. People who have no sexual activity have it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
Should I run for president? Mother, should I trust the government?
Back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, David, Lucas, Eric, Chris, John, many others. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. I hope that all of you will visit the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at Infowars.com, or you can link through at PrisonPlanet.com or JonesReport.com, any of the websites. And I hope you will get the new videos we're carrying, four new films. 9/11 Press for Truth, 9/11 Unanswered Questions, American Blackout. There's another great film about the Iraq War and how it's all run for profit. Great films that we are carrying up on the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. Then, of course, if you haven't gotten the DVD, you need America Freedom to Fascism. It needs to be in your library. We offer that. When you get it, you can get Terror Storm at half price for $9.95. My new film, which is the best work out there on government-sponsored terror, covering the history of government-sponsored terror, then 7/7 in London, the latest 9/11 info, then propaganda, the police state, the brainwashing, how they want to go into Iran, all the facts, the information you need, a powerful film, a riveting film. Please get Terror Storm from us. Please make copies. Get it out to everybody. This is how we're going to affect change. This is how we're going to bring the globalists down. So, again, just go peruse all the great T-shirts and bumper stickers and ball caps. It's all about getting the word out. It's all about educating people. It's all about affecting change. The toll-free number to order my documentaries is 1-888-253-3139. And you can also ask about all the other great videos and books by other researchers we carry and other filmmakers and authors. 1-888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of two or three cups of Starbucks coffee, and you get all 15 of my films. You can download them in super high-quality bandwidth, burn them to disk or CD, incredible activist tool, a factory of resistance, hundreds and hundreds of my best audio interviews, hundreds of weekly TV reports. It'll be 3 years in August, 3 years in April, I'm thinking about August. My deadline to finish this new film. So much is available there at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get your membership today, folks. In-studio video interviews of the on-air interviews we do. A bunch of other films I've been authorized to post. PrisonPlanet.tv. Take action today. Get your membership. And I want to thank all of you that have gotten the books and videos from the bookstore. I want to thank all of you that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. You make what we do here possible. You're having an effect. You're making things change for the better. You're on the field, in the arena, and I salute you. All right. I want to get more into AIDS. It hits blacks harder than other groups. Then we'll go to your calls. Then later, FBI, underreported use of Patriot Act. Subliminal images, impact on the brain. BBC admitting it's manipulating and controlling you. Firefighters urge... Why I said urge. Firefighters Union shuns Giuliani. They're going to have all the presidential candidates to speak to them, but they don't want Giuliani. We'll tell you why. Coming up, Paul Watson's got a sore throat. He'll only be with us a few minutes to give us his take in the next hour on this incredible new documentary that's come out, breaking down how global warming, the way it's being pushed and presented as a fraud. We'll go over that. Also, just an example of environmental laws meant to bring in neo-feudalism and serfdom to control populations. Prison threat for pensioner, that's a retiree who puts sand back on beach. He lives on the beach. His garden got covered up with sand. He shovels it back out on the beach. That is not natural. That's an attack on the earth. He's not allowed to do that. So see, it's now shoveling sand is evil. And he faces, what is it? I forget. It's like a 50,000-pound fine or around $100,000 fine and 6 months in jail. I want to get him on. We're working on some of these scientists, too, exposing global warming as a hoax. Brazil, the police battle Bush protesters. It's just a bunch of other news here in front of me. France banned citizen journalists from reporting. Council on Foreign Relations puts out a report calling it the New World Order. It's all coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to David. And David, I'm told you disagree with us. Where are you calling from today?
Hi, Alex. I'm calling from Michigan, Detroit.
Yes, what's on your mind?
Well, I agree with you about most everything, but yesterday you went on a mini tirade against James Cameron, and I wanted to correct you on fact and disagree with you strongly in spirit about what you said about him. Well, first off, I run a blog for James Cameron, not for him, but jamescameron.blogspot.com. It's just a fan blog But you, I mean, just two quick corrections. First off, he said that he's been like working on nothing but developing holograms. But you're vastly mistaken. He's been doing a lot for the past 10 years. But yeah, and he has he's patented many cameras. Him and his brother Mike are both incredible engineers and inventors. And
sure, sure. I know people that know. I know people that have been in the backside of his research labs. Of course, it's a generalization to say. I've said actually, he's made a few TV shows and a few films, but he's basically been totally focused on a whole new format for movies. Is that not the case?
Alex, no. Him and Vincent Pace created what's called a fusion camera. It's just basically a new stereo vision camera. But he's also been on NASA's board of directors. He's directed 5 documentaries. He's been, basically designed a spacecraft to get man to Mars, you know, on NASA's board of advisors. He's an incredible guy. And second off, I want to disagree with you in spirit.
And he's now got this Jesus hoax thing.
He's just executive producing this. He's worked with this guy, and yeah, the director of that is a little bit.
Oh, it's the classic Merovingian / Knights Templar stuff about Jesus married Mary Magdalene and all that baloney.
Well, I didn't see it, and I can't.
How many years have we said they'll have archaeological finds to try to discredit Christianity? That's all this is.
Well, you know, let me tell you, I trust James Cameron almost explicitly, but I also want to say, like, if you're going after
him, do you know James Cameron?
No, of course not. I'm in Detroit here, but no, I'm a huge fan of him. I wanted to get into like why he's not at all a New World Order shrill. And actually, incidentally, I call on your show kind of every couple of weeks, and I was actually going to mention him as a possible 9/11 truther because I know he likes studying like archaeological expeditions, like the Titanic and the Bismarck, and I know that he's partnered up with this guy Charles Pellegrino to study Ground Zero. And he's totally data oriented.
Wait a minute, excuse me. He's partnered up with who to study Ground Zero?
Charles Pellegrino. I don't know who this guy is, but he's just he's an archaeologist of some sort, and he studies artifacts. Charles Pellegrino is, and I know
is he. I mean, is he said he's investigating alternative collapse theories or?
James Cameron, he said he just mentioned in an interview I recently read that he studied Ground Zero, and I know the sort of guy he is, the way that he studied the Titanic, long after he made the movie. I know that he wouldn't lie about it. He's not going to give away his honesty to the government. So he would definitely. I mean, if he sees Building 7...
Look, this is really a distraction. We'll see if he comes out and does that.
Well,
I see no evidence. Well, let me just say something, and then you can. Sir, when South Park came out and did that obvious hit piece on 9/11 Truth, we said this is an attack on 9/11 Truth, and a bunch of 9/11 truthers got mad at us. I'd say about 40% of them, and said we were evil, that South Park was good, that this was helping 9/11 Truth. Well, they've since given an interview, and we posted it up on Jones Report 2 days ago, where they said they hate us, we're a bunch of idiots, this was meant to discredit 9/11 Truth. Now, that's out of their mouths, and I understand people pick different groups they're fans of, different Hollywood and TV producers they like, but, I mean, just come on, man. James Cameron is working on a lot of new technologies for film. I'm not saying that's bad. I was saying that's what the next wave is, and that he's dedicated a lot of his time and energy to it. And I did make a snide remark about his big hyped Jesus discovery, which he just basically saw what happened with the Passion of the Christ, and he's trying to create a big controversy and make another $1 billion. It's pretty obvious what he's doing, and it's fine. He can do that. Now we can agree to disagree about James Cameron, and he may be a great guy. He may go public on 9/11 Truth, and I'll say I was wrong. But now go ahead and make your other point.
Well, I just want to say, the context in which you said that yesterday, you were kind of insinuating that he's basically just, kind of a New World Order shrill, and I want to say that's the opposite. If you look at his movies and read what he's written about them, he is just the exact opposite. If you notice, first off, there's a very strong, unmistakable anti-abortion subtext in his movies. Actually, it's explicitly stated in the first Terminator. Terminator is a mechanized abortionist, and in The Abyss, in the climax, the hero, it's all a metaphor for childbirth. When I don't know if you ever saw the movie, but when Bud is breathing liquid, and it's kind of hard to explain.
They actually have deep diving systems where you do inhale the. Oxygen-laden liquid.
Right. Actually, because water...
But you say that's just a birth thing?
No, but if you look at all of his other movies, if you remember Terminator 2 when...
I understand, sir, but they're trying to start World War III with Iran right now, and a lot of other things are happening.
Sure.
I understand you love James Cameron. I appreciate your call, okay? I really do appreciate it. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Lucas in Texas. Lucas, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for having me on.
Good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
The last caller needs to cut down on the coffee before he comes on the radio.
Well, that's okay. It's good to have energy. But
hey, I found that clip I had mentioned yesterday about building number 7.
Yeah, you called and said there was a Fox News clip where you believed from seeing it, but you'd forgotten where it was at on the
web. Right, right. Basically, what it says is not on the ticker, but it's the little splash screen above it. It says, building number 7 was 47 stories tall, and then it says building number 7 had already been evacuated. Now, so that's insinuating that it had already fallen. Now, what I need help on is finding the timestamp for this, because that's not what I'm skilled in. I'm skilled in making this documentary. What I've done is I've taken that clip and I've put it in a trailer for my documentary. If you want to see it, it's at 8 minutes and 36 seconds into the trailer. The trailer's called The Ultimate Con. You can see it by going to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/realitynetwork. Go there, you know, while you're there. Subscribe.
Sure, we'll check it out. But for those that just joined us, I don't want to have a private discussion that people don't understand. You're talking about 2 weeks ago it broke that BBC had reported that Building 7 had collapsed 20-plus minutes before it did. Then we got the CNN clip an hour and 7 minutes before with Aaron Brown saying the same thing. You had said that you'd come across the Fox clip where, I mean, that's an important clip. If we can find the timestamp, and it's pre-collapse, but it's not as expressly stated as the other clips.
Right. Right, it's just one more piece to add to the, you know, to add.
It is, no, it's very important. I'll go check it out. What else is on your mind?
Well, if everybody could help, I put this trailer out there. It's already starting to get pretty good traffic. If everybody could help me to get that to the top on YouTube, like I said, just go and type in The Ultimate Con. It'll be first to pop up on the list, or check out my YouTube channel.
We'll do that, my friend. Anything else?
Just watch it twice. Hit refresh so it gets more hits.
Okay, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Aaron in Vegas. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
First thing, yesterday, I'm not sure who it was who called in yesterday, but I think the guy was insinuating, who was threatening you, that he wanted to murder you. I'm not sure he said.
Okay, let's be clear. His name is Troy, and he did call in a few months ago, and he said, Troy from West Virginia, he said, you know, I might physically assault you, beat you up, but you'll run to the cops if I see you at another Ground Zero in New York. Then he called in when John Connor was filling in for Jack Blood a few weeks ago, and he said, I'd like you to call me a zombie when you're walking around the street, you know, because I'll punch you in the face. So when he called in here, I said, are you going to threaten me again? Are you going to threaten us again? That's wrong, you're doing it. And he said, I never threatened you, but you know, it's only 180 days till 9/11. You know, in New York. So he just basically showed how dumb does he think we are. But go ahead.
The number about, though, he used the number 187. I think that's a police code for murder. It's exactly 187 days. But that's besides the point. I wanted to call in and talk to you about, I was wondering if you think that there's any legitimate concerns about population growth in the world.
Well, number one, I want to go back to what you first just said. I was eating a sandwich while you were talking. Just bit my lip. Excuse me. I have to eat on the fly here, folks. Didn't eat breakfast, and I get low blood sugar, and my brain isn't working good, so I have to try to eat. I'm trying to ignore you. Go back to the 187. It wouldn't. Was yesterday not 187 days till the 6th anniversary?
Yes, it is. And then I think that he was insinuating that it's 187 days. That's the police code for murder, I believe.
Well, a lot of folks think, yeah, we got a 187. They think that, I mean, it was all meant to be menacing. I'll see you, bye-bye.
Well, of course.
Oh, yeah, I'll be seeing you. Okay. All right. It just shows how far gone the country is. But getting up to your next point, are there legitimate concerns about population? Okay. There are 6.5 billion people. Every major organization, even the UN, that have studied population growth trends believe it will peak out at about 8.5 to 10 billion max. The Earth can sustain that. And are you going to set a government up that is going to have the power to decide who has children, who lives, who dies? It's the ultimate excuse for the globalist, for a neo-feudalist state. And if you look at Japan, with a huge negative population growth curve, Western Europe, Russia is literally dying. The fastest degradation or not having children. The United States only has a 3% population growth, and that's with a nearly 8% growth in immigrants every year. So we're actually dying as well. And so once a country industrializes, you see within a generation a decrease in the births naturally. No, I don't see a problem, and I would never see any solution by government to, quote, population. Do you have a comment to that?
I was just wondering, so do you think they're hyping it kind of just like global warming to get us to accept that police state that we're entering into?
Well, it's as Dr. Pianca, University of Texas professor, said, we need a Chinese-style police state to enforce population reduction. I mean, it's the ultimate form of dehumanization. Oh, humans are bad, we're causing a problem, so big deal if we kill a bunch of them or control them. Because we're the big masters, and we know what's best, and we're the elite. Do you want to add more to this?
No, that's it. Thanks for talking to me, Alex.
Hey, good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. It's a good question. We'll be right back.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
You know, that guy that called in yesterday threatening me again with veiled threats, we got him on record with his public threats. He did keep saying, 187, 187, 187, real cryptically. And Kevin just walked in here with the police-central.com. I know Pastor Butch did a trace route on one of his emails and supposedly got his real name and where he's really at. But, yeah, police-central.com. Yeah, I got a 187 homicide. I wonder if he's smart enough to do cryptic things like that, though he sounds like some kind of spook. Because those guys that can do this to the country, a lot of them aren't that smart. Is that what you meant? Is it like the other threats about how you'd physically assault me or physically assault John Connor? Are you now threatening 187s? Or was it 187? Let me see. How many days are there until September 11th? Or had he been waiting for that day to call in with that? It's just amazing that people act and behave like that. But I go back to what Troy said a few weeks ago. Maybe it was a month ago. He called in. By the way, folks, grab these and put them up on YouTube. So you can just type Troy from West Virginia into YouTube and it pops up. Every time he talks, they put a donkey on the screen. It's real funny. And then when I talk, they put a picture of myself up. And you can hear him. And I go, so Newt Gingrich has announced, it was in the Associated Press, that we should restrict the First Amendment and ban a bunch of websites. And he said, no, that's not true. You know, you're a liar. It's not true. And I said, okay, well, you're saying he's not saying that? He says, yeah, I'm not saying it, but you should be banned from what you're saying and arrested. Then I said, so you're not for the First Amendment? And he goes, no, I'm for it. Double think. Newt Gingrich isn't saying it, but I'm for it, and it's good what Newt Gingrich is saying. I mean, it just shows a complete and total disconnect from reality. And that's what they do. That's how they operate. That's how they get their paychecks. And it's just, it's actually saddening. And I try to laugh about it, but it's not funny. Last caller brought up population reduction. We have the 1973 CIA Henry Kissinger documents declassified in 92, ordering the third world to sterilize half their women or not get IMF World Bank funding. We're now doing even more research for this film. I'm learning stuff every day. It's far worse than I even thought. We have the Club of Rome openly talking about reducing the world population by half to 80% and how to do it. We have the Australians caught lacing grain shipments to Asia with sterilization compounds. We have vaccines caught red-handed in Africa and Asia filled with sterilization compounds. Just so much evidence. I mean, it's on record. It is on record. And a caller calls in and says, you know, are you worried about population? I mean, obviously, 6.5 billion people are tearing up a lot of stuff, and humans do some good things for the earth, but do a lot of bad things, too. But don't ever think that the people in charge care about the earth and, you know, any of this, oh, let's reduce population or have a police state to control the population to save earth. That's just their ultimate excuse. Just goes back to human sacrifice, where we got to sacrifice some of the tribe so the gods will make it rain. And really, it was just an exercise of power by the king class and the, and of course, the priest class, the nobility and the priest class. Just sociology, basic anthropology with a sociological view. All right, Chris, John, many others, your calls are coming up. And then at the 8 after, we got Paul Watson popping in. I'm going to get into this whole global warming documentary that's just excellent and a lot more. It's a big Friday edition. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.